how are we doing? How are the juniors doing? How is the industry doing? Is it better than when you started? Is it suffering?
Well, that's a big question. I think the Canadian music scene has always thrived. I think the Junos give it a wonderful opportunity, in particular to showcase new up-and-coming artists. I think we have a wealth of amazing music here in Canada. It's a big country. It's diverse culturally. And there's a lot of great music, and the Junos is a big supporter of that. And, you know, this production thus far has been pretty spectacular. It's been really fantastic. So, yeah, I think the production value has been ramped up, and it's been great so far. Yeah.
Hi, Mike from Mike's Bloggity Blog, right over here. Hey.
Hi.
How important, a lot of young singers, songwriters struggle with the idea to continue on with post-secondary education before becoming hopefully a performer. What advice would you have to those people?
Oh, wow. You know, I barely made it through high school, and I was just really lucky. I got handed a record contract when I was 19 years old. That being said, I was going to art college, and I was very happy doing that. But I think you have to follow your passion. And I think it's important to have something to fall back on, but you kind of can't have it both ways. So I think you have to take it on an individual basis. Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. I believe Terry yesterday said that... I'm over here.
Oh, sorry.
I think Terry yesterday said he's been waiting patiently 6 years for the next studio album.
Makes it sound worse than it is.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know if it's been 6 years. It probably has.
Have you been writing, and how far along are you if you have, and when can we expect another album?
You know, I put out The Greatest Hits in October, and I wrote a couple new songs for that as well. There are a couple that didn't end up on that because I, of course, am in the process of writing a new record. But I promoted that record up until Christmas. I took Christmas off to be with my family. I had laryngitis for 3 months. I'm just sort of giving you a Cole's notes of, you know, why I haven't been working harder than I should be. I am writing. It's slow. And I'm sort of gave myself some time off to deal with the laryngitis because I just didn't feel like writing and working when I couldn't sing. Kind of didn't work out. But, you know, my producer is coming back into town. He's been in India for 4 months. And so we're going to get back together and sort of get the ball rolling again. And I do Pierre Marchand. Yeah. Yeah.
Selwyn's, the UBC. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
I'm a huge fan of your music, but I've never been able to see you perform live, not even tonight. Would you mind singing the chorus for ADL or Into the Fire? It means so much to me.
I think that's a bit of a tall
which
order.
One's easier? We are born innocent, believe me, Adia, we are still innocent. It's easy, we all falter, it doesn't matter. How's that?
Hi.
Hi,
Sarah.
That's a long boom.
I know. stretch. Hi, Sarah. I'm Mona Manster from BCIT Magazine. So nice to see you in person.
Thank you.
You've done so much humanitarian work, and you've given a public voice to so many good causes. How important do you think it is for music artists to step up and to make these causes known to the public?
You know, I think it's important for all individuals to use whatever gifts they have to their full capacity. And whether I was a successful entertainer or not, I think I would be doing a lot of what I have been doing. I feel a responsibility as a human being, first and foremost, to give back. I feel very, well, incredibly lucky in my life. And it just feels natural to do something to thank the universe for everything I've received. And as I said, I think we all, as human beings, have a responsibility to do whatever we can. And, you know, that doesn't have to be huge philanthropic gestures. It can be a simple thing of, you know, helping a little old lady with her groceries. You know, I think all these small things have a very important ripple effect. Thanks.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh. Well, you have to have the boom, I'm sorry.
I have the boom. I have the conch. Kevin Kane, BC Musician Magazine. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I was just wondering, are you planning on bringing back the Lilith Fair Festival? Because it was a pretty big thing. And I understand it's a huge project to mount, but have you thought about doing it again?
Yes and no. I mean, people ask me that probably every day. And yes, it was a huge undertaking. That being said, the infrastructure exists. We did 3 years, and at the end of it, we were all ready to give it a good long break. We really believe in ending things on a high note, and we've seen a lot of summer festivals which go on and on and on. They lose their luster, they lose their sort of specialness, and I really wanted to give it a break. Never say never. You know, that we're not... it's not next summer, I'll tell you that for sure, but, you know, is it needed? Yes, absolutely. I think it would be great to bring it back. I think we're all sort of, you know, oh, God, would we have the time to do this, and would we have the time to give it everything that we would need to give it to make it fantastic again? And that's a conversation that we all, as partners, have not really had yet, so. Is that vague enough? Yeah, I should be a politician. Yeah.
I guess I'm next. Hi, Sarah. My name is Kaya Fraser. I'm here on behalf of Canadian Teen Girl magazine. Ah. And I just wanted to get your take on the fact that Canada has a great track record of producing female singer-songwriters, and you have been an inspiration to many of them, myself included, I should add. A lot of people are talking about the new crop of singer-songwriters in Canada right now, and there are a lot of women among them. Mm-hmm. Are there any who have particularly caught your eye, like, or your ear? Anyone you hear a lot of promise in?
I am terrible because I live in such a bubble. One, you know, and this is embarrassing to admit this, but one woman who actually has been doing this a very long time, Leslie Feist, only came to my awareness maybe a year and a half ago. And, you know, I think she's a huge talent, and I'm just really happy she's finally gotten some recognition. So, yeah.
Hey, Sarah, it's Darm with 24 back here.
Hi.
Hi. Quick question for you. Just wondering about what type of legacy the Junos and other sort of events that have gone on this week will leave for Vancouver, our little humble hamlet.
Well, it's a sunny day today. That's a good thing. I was, you know, part of me hopes that it rains when everybody comes, because I think, oh no, it really rains all the time, and no more people will move here. But you know, I want to represent Vancouver in its finest light, and certainly today has been a beautiful, beautiful day. And I think everybody who has come to visit here from other places, you know. Our city is glorious and beautiful, and I think it's being very well represented today.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you. Can I go this way?